Welcome. You are about to take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Bouffet on the Love by Intuition show. For the next hour, allow her to prepare you in becoming a magnet for a profound love-infused relationship by identifying and focusing on solutions through love. Awaken the light within and let your essence shine. And now, here's Deborah Bouffet on Love by Intuition, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Welcome, everyone. Bonjour, mes amis. And yes, I'm Deborah Bouffet of the Love by Intuition show. And we are very excited to have back-to-back shows. And if you're just tuning in, this is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston, where we reach five whole states in New England where people can just turn the dial in their home or in their car. And it's a beautiful thing for those that do not have internet. They can hear our glorious shows. For anyone that would like to call in today, our number is 866-338-9663. Again, 866-338-9663, or local 617-237-1234. So our guest at this time is Reverend Dr. Linda DeKoff, who is the founder and head minister of New Thought International, Inc., and the New Thought Institute of New York. As a religious science international practitioner and certified ministerial graduate, DeKoff received her Doctorate of Divinity at the United Nations 50th anniversary celebration. She has authored several books, including Divine Prosperity, Secrets to the Kingdom, Living the Miracle Consciousness, and Songs of Eternity, Contemplations, Meditations, and Treatments on the Word of God. In her other life, DeKoff made her debut as a noteworthy Broadway TV and film actress in leading roles, working alongside the like of Rex Harrison, Christopher Lloyd, and Danny DeVito. So quite a colorful life. For more information about the book we are going to speak of today is Bridge of the Gods, a handbook for ascending humanity, the golden pathway to your highest God self. And I have to say, I am sitting here with goosebumps and just vibrating in love because the book itself is just pure, pure love. And so for anyone that would like to know more about Dr. Linda, you can go on her site, newthoughtinternational.com. And I'll give you out the book one, too, a little later. newthoughtinternational.com. The book is on Amazon. And also, welcome to the show, Dr. Linda.
Thank you very much, Deborah. What a wonderful introduction. Thank you so much.
Well, it's also deserving because when we first connected, as I've shared with you, I knew we were on the same wavelength, as I would say, with pure love. And the book, I love the way you write, and there's lessons in there, but the way the lessons are, it's all kind of laced through, and you absorb it, and you can create you know, from it, you can create what it is you might be holding on to. So, I have to say right off, one of the sentences I love is, did you know that fear is really faith in what you don't want? Is that powerful or what? Because
yes.
Most human beings live in fear.
Yes, that's true. And, you know, one of the main reason for that fear is that through, you know, many eons of various conditionings that we all go through in our lives, and the impact of the whatever society we come into, whatever time period we happen to come into, we're getting the fear thoughts from very early on as a child, depending upon our whatever our environment might have been. And so there's an absorption process before consciousness, before the individual begins to, you know, get on the path of enlightenment, before we get to the place where we have the will to say, hey, maybe this isn't so right or this isn't working. We start investigating and going deeper into the true reality of things. And at that point, we discover that, you know, we begin this process of separation from the unlimited. You know, I say, you know, all who came from heaven, meaning higher consciousness, God, the infinite, which is where we come in from, can return to the same place, you know, meaning in consciousness, in mind. So as one separates, as one becomes more interested in the entire truth of being and starts unifying with that life of wholeness and perfection that we see all around us, God's creation, the divine creation, and we begin to realize that we are one with that. That is the truth of our eternal identity. You know, we can separate in consciousness from the stuff that goes on in everyday life, which it does go on. So people need, people gather their strength again, their courage, and begin to fall in love with love again, really, because love is the highest answer to all, and love equals God, equals all that is life, all that is love, all that is, you know, the many different attributes, courageousness and so on, are all found in love. So once we begin to heal the place of separation within our own hearts between us and the Creator, God, all of life, all of love, and become more inclusive in our thinking, this is a very, very conscious effort, you know, to monitor oneself and to be willing to realize that you can change your thoughts. You are not your thoughts. You are not your feelings. You are not your body. You are not any of those things. You are in charge. And at every moment, you have the choice to respond from this all-inclusive divine nature that is in you because you are one with God and all that is, or you can respond from, you know, the exterior. And you're not in the seat of power when you are responding from the exterior, what goes on out there. And so fear is faith. You know, I say it, faith is a law. What we believe in this universe, we experience. We bring it into our lives. So it's very, very important to understand that we're always using our capacity of faith. We're always believing in something in our innermost heart. And those strongest, so are we believing in what empowers our life and brings us into the allness in a very powerful way and also brings access to that? Or are we believing in what we don't want? Are we placing our faith in what we don't want? So fear is faith in what we don't want.
Which that one sentence, if everyone could get it, is so profound. And
well,
if you ask anyone, nobody wants to have faith in what they don't want. But
well,
they don't,
of course.
They don't feel that or they don't know that until they reconnect with their inner light and God self and everything else and the higher.
And realizing that, you know, they say there are no victims, there are only volunteers.
Yes.
You know, so everybody is really in charge of their experience. There is no, consciousness is the power in one's life. And you know, we've seen it over and over and over again, and even Jesus said, as you believe, it is done unto you.
Mm-hmm.
A great and awesome metaphysician, he understood all the laws of the universe, mm-hmm. and it's been taught throughout time. So are we really hearing what that means? So a belief is not the person. A belief is a habit, and they creep in, you know, from things that happen early on, like something may happen, like you go out in the sun, for instance, and your skin gets burned, and then the information goes into the subconscious saying, never go out in the sun again.
Mm.
So you see, the subconscious is like an automatic pilot. So when you realize that you're living from the force, or maybe living, usually it's a signal, you don't have to look far. When things are not going right, there is some belief standing between you and your aspiration. So that's the moment where, you know, on the path to love, highest love and illumination, we begin to stop and we begin to say, you know, we begin to listen to what we're putting into mind, even if it's silently in our own hearts. Our expectations tell us what we're putting out there. And so at that point, we can say, well, that may have been true. I may have gotten burned by the sun once. But that doesn't have to be the truth of my life. And when you correct these things, and it goes into the subconscious and brings a new message out. So raising consciousness is a doorway out, you know. And what is our standard? Our standard is love at the highest.
Right.
So we know emotionally, if we get into feelings of anger, fear, or any of the feelings that come upon us all, that there's no need to suppress it, but just to notice, you know, I've slipped into this. And the book will tell you how to get back in the state of love. It gives you the techniques as you go through the book. And as you say, Deborah, there, interspersed in there, because you get it as you read, you transform as you read. I wanted it to be a living experience where when you put that book down, something has changed in you. It's already happening.
Right.
So once you see that you want to change something, what people need to know is that the law of mind is very scientific. And literally, if you are putting out, you know, 51 thoughts to the negative and 49 to the positive, the negative is going to beat out. You're going to, you know, because the universe just always says yes.
Right.
So we say, well, I feel good today. And the universe says, yes, you do. And it demonstrates that in many ways. People smile at you and so on, right? It's an exact mirror to our what we are thinking, what we are holding in mind.
Mm.
So if obviously, since we are cause, there is no outer cause to things. All cause is inner. Then we know that if something is not working for us, like a person who is at a banquet, and the banquet offers you steak, and then it offers you hamburger. Now, maybe you're in the mood for hamburger, but the point is, you have choice at every instant. So the more you dwell on the nature of God, the more you're willing to give up your own one's own stuff, you know, like favorite problems and I can'ts, you know, and this is never going to work, and favorite negativities, and then replace that thought consciously, like a living meditation, right in the middle of it when you catch yourself, just get still and declare the truth of God about that situation to yourself. You know, it should be like an ongoing process. When you practice this, it's ongoing.
Right.
So,
and it becomes a way of life, too. Once you've done some healing work, as you well know, Reverend Linda, the thing is you become lighter and you become more of the core of who you are, which is love, in everything
exactly.
you do. So it's easier for the listeners from doing the spiritual journey and still continuing as I am. It does become second nature to you as you go along.
Yes, it does. And at first, you know, nothing is achieved without choice, conscious effort.
Yeah.
So no one is going to come along. God, who loves you, if God were a person, you know, when we say God moves through persons, but no one's going to come along and say and do it for you. In other words, you've got to court the divine presence. You've got to mine the gold, the God self, the divine self that is in you. So how do you do this? You know, walking the talk practically. So let's say you're in a situation where you're very, very stressed out about a person or you're angry at them. To realize in that moment that I have a choice to respond from the divinity in me, which is love, or to take it out all over the place on everyone. So one is the higher choice. You're either being your divine self or not, which takes practice, because you'll be in a moment and everybody goes off key, and then you have to come back in and center. But if you have made your high goal to be that all-encompassing divine love that God is, that birthed forth this universe, if you have made that your optimum goal, then everything else comes under that, right?
Right, exactly. Now hold that thought, because we do need to take our first break.
Okay.
Everyone, we're with Reverend Dr. Linda Dukoff, who is author of many books, and right now we're speaking on Bridge of the Gods, a handbook for ascending humanity. Don't go away.
Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show, Saturdays 2 to 3 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Saturday 2 to 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
You have an appointment with the angels. At My Crystal Angel Show, the angel therapist Livia Jepson will present a fun and lighthearted hour with the company of the angels. Livia and friends will help you to connect with your angels, answer questions from Facebook, and perform angel healing to all the listeners. The first half of this show will be performed in English, the second half in Portuguese. My Crystal Angel Show is every fourth Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, and is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Do you have a charity you'd like to help by raising money? Having a fundraising gold party is a fun, unique way to accomplish just that. It's as easy as inviting friends, relatives, and neighbors to bring their gold and or sterling silver jewelry they'd like to sell. They don't have to buy anything. It's the reverse. The attendee receives a check for their jewelry, and the organization receives 15% of the proceeds on the day of the event. The Party of Gold Company is women-owned and Better Business Bureau accredited. Since we have no overhead, our prices are better than jewelers. Have a fundraiser for auxiliaries, committees, schools, baseball leagues, churches, and nonprofit foundations. For more details or to book your fundraiser, call Deborah Beauvais, Gold Specialist, at 508-431-1959. That's 508-431-1959. Or Deborah B. at partyofgold.com.
Do you
you wish to have inner peace while living in challenging times? Are you unhappy and don't know why? Life consists of either a path of love or fear. When we choose a path of love, we learn and grow. If we choose a path of fear, we stay stuck in negativity. The time is now to heal ourselves and the world by choosing a different way. Through the path to your power, your inner light, you will find self-love and experience amazing changes. You can have inner peace, wonderful relationships, good health, and a flow of abundance. Complete the circle of illuminating love using our tools and learn how to retain your power throughout life. To learn more about the path to your power and the Divine Love Within consultations, call Deborah Beauvais at 508-226-1723 or go to lovebyintuition.com.
Ever wonder what your life has in store for you or what is the next best step for you to take? Tune in to Ada Marie, the true golden oracle, extraordinary life extension specialist, seer, healer, teacher. Hear your answers every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Listen and be amazed.
Join CPA, personal financial specialist Jane Honick, and psychologist Amy Wood on Your Money and Your Life on the fourth Saturday of every month at 3 p.m. and create a new life with money, because it's not about the numbers. It's about your state of mind. Jane and Amy will help you master the beliefs that drive not only your financial life, but all the areas of your life that matter. With new awareness and a positive attitude, you'll be on your way to creating a life of greater prosperity. This show is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Deborah Beauvais of the Love by Intuition show. This is a live Dream Vision 7 radio broadcast right here at 1510 AM Revolution Boston. This show that you're listening to right now with Reverend Dr. Linda DeKoff will be aired Wednesday, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. So share with your friends, anyone that isn't able to hear it, and then it will go on to all our other affiliates. It'll be on iTunes. We can download to your iPads and all those different apps. If you're just tuning in, we are with Reverend Dr. Linda DeKoff. She is founder and headmistress of New Thought International, Inc. and the New Thought Institute of New York. She's written a number of books, and we are talking about Bridge of the Gods. It's actually a handbook for ascending humanity. And I know myself, it's one of those books that I am going to pick up and read a chapter or two here and there on a regular basis, because it is pure love and light, and you cannot not feel the light that transcends from the book itself, and the words are just beautiful, and it has quite a flow. So, Reverend Dr. Linda, as far as, let's talk about the divine patterns and what those actually mean.
Okay. Well, you know, in order to create any change, and that's what I mean by ascending generation or ascending humanity, doesn't mean leaving the ground. It
sure
means ascending in consciousness right here and now. So in order to come out of our limitations, we need to have a vision, a goal before us. You know, what are we aspiring to? And so the highest aspiration that covers every aspiration in life on the material plane is to aspire to know the nature of the universe, and that's what we call metaphysics, you know, how the universe is, the nature of God. And as you look out there, you will see that there are patterns of perfection that run this universe. The planets move in a magnificent order. The sun comes up every morning. There is no helplessness. There is no I can't. There is no incapacity in the divine, in the universal nature. It is actually the entire embodiment of all of love and life, knowing no negative whatsoever. That's so important to understand, because we have so much, we're surrounded by negativity, which pulls us away from realizing the absolute truth of the universe and therefore our very being. So, you know, when you look at a divine pattern, one way to uncover it is to say, ask yourself, you know, in my situation here, if God or Jesus or whomever you admire and love greatly, you know, were in this situation, what would they be thinking, knowing, doing? And as you dwell on that, it'll come up, it'll rise up from within you, because the truth is in you. And what would they be knowing? You know, they, of course, would be knowing I can. Or look at Mother Teresa, you know, raising these enormous amounts of money to support in her charitable support. Well, something in Mother Teresa knew that she is one with a source that is unlimited, and therefore whatever she requires exists in perfect right ways. So through her life, she was able to demonstrate that part of the divine pattern. Or Jesus, when wanting to supply, you know, the multitude with bread and with fish, and there was no visible means, he simply gave thanks to the Father, the infinite, the creator, the creative mind, knowing that it existed, it exists, and therefore the supply multiplied around him for the purposes of love. And I cannot stress enough that anything known, anything that a person desires for reasons of love, to manifest greater things in love, in life, for love and joy for themselves and for others without harm, are always resources straight from the infinite available to all. So, and you look at yourself and you say, well, what would be my divine pattern if I were really being the highest and best that I am, my divine nature? What would be my divine pattern regarding body? Let's take, for example, for a person who is ill. There is a divine pattern for body, perfect circulation, perfect harmony, perfect fluidity. All the centers are divine centers, heart, lungs, etc., all work as a tremendous symphony of God, established by God. The body is a perfect manifestation of divine life working in harmony and synthesis. So when you see the divine pattern that has been established, you know, once again, this pattern runs through all of life and belongs to everyone and all things. So you can, in a moment of illness, for instance, what one should do, regardless of how tough it appears, there is nothing that is tough to God. God manifests all that is. So there is no difficulty there. Even at the human level, we feel there's difficulty. So we say, what is? We ask ourselves. We court God. We court the infinite. We ask, what is divine pattern for body? And then we begin to give thanks. As soon as those harmonic, rhythmic, whole, perfect, no negative in it, ideas come, and we know these belong to God, and they are God in action, we begin to give thanks that our very body, wherever the difficulty is now manifesting harmony, wholeness, etc., and that we are being, you know, whatever we need to be to help God help us. In other words, if you're eating, you know, 1,000 cakes a day, well, unless you're a really risen guru, you know, it's likely to take effect on you.
Sure.
You know, so we always like to help God help us, or help the universe help us, by doing whatever is reasonable right action, we call it, you know, to create the change, right?
Right.
And something in us, we have conscience because God is in us and is in the seat of our heart, of every heart. So we say, an animal does not have the power to say, a dog can't say, gee, I barked too loud at my friend dog over there. I need to change something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
they're on automatic. So, but
right.
The human being possesses the capacity to realize unity with the divine nature, which is the message of so many great saints, avatars, and great spiritual leaders throughout time. So we want to cultivate, what is the divine pattern for emotions would be flow, love, peace, courage, all the top emotions, you know, that express a total I can, a total oneness. And so when the violin gets out of tune, we stop and say, gee, you know, I'm out of touch here. What's missing? Maybe I'm putting my faith, you know, somewhere where I shouldn't be putting it. Maybe I'm, angry at depending on a person, place, or thing too much, and they're, you know, letting me down, so I'm angry at them. So let me release and let me get back into my center. And what is the divine pattern in such a situation? What would God, Jesus, whoever you love and admire, you know, and aspire to be like, what would they be knowing? And as you cultivate this, you raise literally your own emotional body. You raise your thoughts to eliminate your thinking, because thoughts produce feelings. And then thoughts and feelings go together and produce your body, either physical body, body of circumstances, events in your life. So if you want to change, don't go at the event, don't go at the person, place, thing out there. Go within and see where you perhaps are not radically relying on the divine, perhaps not putting God in you in the seat of power, right? So,
right.
So it takes the desire, but usually that it's when people have a crisis, when things have just gone so far out there, you know, that they have a choice to either just fold completely or change at that moment. So it's great power in crisis situations, and it can be a great catalyst to get to another level. But why wait? You know, if you love life, you love God, and you realize the infinite horizons that lay before you, you know, life is far more than meets the eye. Life is an opportunity to express those great attributes, to develop them, to strengthen them. And when we are prodded by situations which really are just messengers for us, that there's an opportunity to get a higher consciousness about this, we do it. So the divine patterns are the standard, and we should learn to think about this, because it's so deeply personal to each person, but it is impersonal in that it just is. It's like the law of mind is impersonal. And, you know, it responds to everyone equally. It doesn't care about your resume. It doesn't care who you are. It only responds to what you put out there into the universe. So, for instance, a beggar can love a rose, can look at a rose, or, you know, plant a rose, and can say, oh, I'm just so excited, and I can't wait to see how beautiful that rose will be, and water it and take care of it. And don't you know that beggar will produce the most beautiful rose? Whereas a person of load of credits and wealth and this and that, you know, can plant the same seed, and the seed can die immediately.
Right.
Under the weight of their negativity.
Right.
So make no mistake that it's not your history, you know, it's not one's history that, you know, runs them. It's the contents of the mind and heart that produces the life. And what better an aspiration to, let's say you want to sell your home, but everyone says, well, you know, the market is bad. You'll never be able to do that. That's the outer.
Right.
But in God, is there any lack? So, you know, no, there isn't. And there are perfect circumstances for every human issue. So the person who keeps saying, well, you know, that's what they say, but I know there is a will be a perfect right buyer and all things will work well, perfect right price and so on, that person is thinking in terms of the unlimited of God, of love, being the ruler of this universe, and is embodying that and thinking that way in the midst of, you know, in the midst, right when you seem to have the issue, is turning and declaring that the presence, in essence, is here, you know.
Right.
And so they're the ones that find a great home when there's none, that, you know, that sell their place to a person just adores it and manifests a harmony in their external deals, you know.
Mm.
So it's very, very important to realize that when you aspire higher spiritually, you do not lose anything. People fear it. Oh, well, that must mean, you know, that I have to suffer this or that. Oh, no. Oh, no. It's exactly the opposite. But the way of attainment is different. The way of attainment is love, truth, principle, and as you... This book will help you to realize a lot, and it will give you tools, ways to access those divine patterns, ways to even little questions you could ask yourself to stimulate the right,
right
response.
Right, and that's what I love. Well, we need to take our next break, Dr. Linda. So for everyone out there, we're talking about Bridge of the Gods, a handbook for ascending humanity, the golden pathway to your highest God self. And when we come back, I'd like to delve into a little more about how the average human being may think separate from God, you know, that here yeah. they are, and God is over there somewhere, or up there, or heaven's over there somewhere. And I'd
right.
also like to talk with you on how you evolved from being an actress to being a teacher of such high enlightenment. So we'll be back, everyone. Don't go away.
Lead us to a blind.
Experience a different yet profound healing with Reconnective Healing. Includes yet expands beyond any and all known forms of energy healing. The Reconnective Healing Spectrum is comprised of the full healing and evolutionary continuum of energy, light, and information. It allows for healings that are not just physical, not just mental, not just emotional, yet go beyond that to bring healing that includes the evolution of your very being and essence. Deborah Beauvais, trained and certified by world-renowned Dr. Eric Pearl, offers appointment hours at Seekonk Family Chiropractic in Seekonk, Massachusetts. For questions or to set up both distance or local sessions, call Deborah at 508-431-1959. Again, 508-431-1959. Or go to lovebyintuition.com. That's lovebyintuition.com.
Courses and quantum concepts are a usual thread of thought. Look for Patricia Cleveland and the Balanced Horse Project the first Sunday of every month at 6 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join us every second and fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. for Living on Purpose with Carolyn Romano, where we explore the mysteries, meaning, and sometimes madness of life. Let's figure out together the ways we're meant to serve and become the fullest expressions of our most authentic selves. Let's figure out together how to create lives of balance, abundance, and joy. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network.
Join
Join Dr. Bernie Siegel on Mind Health Matters every first Saturday at 3 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Bernie will draw from his inspirational personal journey, offering us special nuggets of his sacred wisdom. Listen in as Bernie reminds us to be fully engaged in life.
Please join us on Skydance Astrology, the key to your soul's purpose, with esoteric astrologer Charlene Rose Johnson, the third Sunday of every month at 8 p.m. Charlene will discuss how this ancient key of the wisdom traditions works and will conduct sample interpretations of this language of the soul. Your spiritual purpose need not be a mystery. For information about obtaining oral readings via phone or Skype or full written reports, please go to the SkyDanceAstrology.com webpage. This program is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Do you need to relax, have a few laughs, and hear some good news for a change? Join us on Eye of the Storm, your calm place in a crazy world, every third Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern with Charlene Sherman. Eye of the Storm is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
Talking Alternative is your 24-hour alternative to mainstream talk radio, with topics like astrology and acupuncture, dance and divorce, politics and nonprofits. Our informative shows entertain while they educate. TalkingAlternative.com. We are professionals serving community.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Deborah Beauvais of the Love by Intuition show. If you'd like to learn more about my teachings, the path to the power of inner love or reconnective healing, just go on lovebybyintuition.com, and there's all the information there. And you certainly hear the phone number plenty of times, so feel free to give me a call. This show is all the Dream Vision shows are aired Monday through Friday. We have 24-hour listening for talk radio, all holistic. And then on the weekends, there's Divine Music, and that's usually when our shows are heard with A to Zen while we're airing music. So it's a complete circle of love. Dr. Linda's show will be heard this Wednesday on Dream Vision 7. It'll be 6 a.m. in the morning and 6 p.m. in the evening. And we'll be doing the social media on that. What I did want to mention, the book can be purchased at Amazon, and you can also go to Dr. Linda's site there, the author site, and learn all about it. It is Rev, D-R for Dr., Linda, D-E-C-O-F-F for Decoff, dot authors with an S, express.com. I'm going to say it one more time because it's a mouthful. It's Rev, D-R, Linda, D-E-C-O-F-F for Decoff. So it's all one word. Rev, Dr. Linda, Dr. D-R, Linda Decoff, dot authors, and then X and press.com. If anybody wants to know, if they didn't get it all, they can certainly send me an email, Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com, and I can direct you. So, Dr. Linda, I would love to talk a little more about separateness, because many people, even when they're on their spiritual journey, they'll think of God as being separate, or they may go to church, which is fine, and then come home and not be living their truth or coming from a place of love in everything they do. So you talk so much about that in the book, that we are God within. We have that power. So please share a bit about that.
Yes. You know, we want to get away from looking outside ourselves. You know, when the church is a beautiful, all churches in their purity are in beautiful structures.
Absolutely.
And meeting places where persons can bring, you know, their heartfelt spiritual self for nurturing. And according to the level of the pastor, the priest, the minister, whoever may be delivering truth and inspiration to the people, they will, you know, they will prosper, meaning in the food of thought that's given to them that assists them to make changes. But the whole purpose of it is to bring this into your life. You know, when a minister, a representative of God, you know, encourages you to be love, that is the entire universal message, you know, to be love instead of be hate, you know. And to bring it, that is the message. It's for you to take that and literally live it in your life every moment, most particularly where you don't want to, you know, where you're holding on for dear life. And that's where God enters your everyday affairs. So in taking truth under ourselves, realize that God is in the center of our being. It is not, you know, God is not afar off, separate, apart. We would not even be breathing if that were so. Every breath we draw is from the infinite. Every breath. So there is no real truth to the thought of separation. That's right. a delusion. No one is separated from the creative, from the creator, from the universe, from their fellow beings, from anyone at all, from God's rainbow of, you know, the many different religions and traditions that serve people in different cultures and climates and so on. So
just your term of God's rainbow, I mean, see, that touches the soul. It really does, Linda.
Yeah, well, it is a rainbow, isn't it? The entire manifestation is God.
Yeah.
So when in our practical everyday lives we see someone else as other or not of God, it's a total delusion. And, you know, so mind, in our minds and our souls, our hearts, we should move to the greater inclusiveness to realize that all in the world family are our brothers and sisters. And to pray for them in their conditions and situations as we would pray for the people that we love the most in our most personal life. And what you will be doing is bringing divine energy to the entire universe, that energy of wholeness. You know, God's mirror is cracked. So it's up to the people to put that beautiful prism back together again, so that it operates, you know, at full function. You know, like, you know how it is when you do finally get something and you bring it into a state of harmony and success, how everything goes so well. So if we remember that we want to practice our unity, recognize God is in us, all surrounding all that is, and aspire to bring these higher qualities into our life and walk the talk, do the work, which I do give many tools, one of which, you know, I'd just like to say is that, you know, information without acting on it is just, you know, nothing. It remains undeveloped, right?
Right.
It's just not. So I'm very big on bringing in practical ways. Well, one of the ways, of course, is self-observation, which we've talked about, but another is meditation. So the readers will find that when they finish a chapter, there will always be either some type of very easy exercise that they can internalize and make a change with, or there will be a very soaring meditation where as you read that meditation, literally you have the experience of moving to another place. So it, you have many, many opportunities to ground and make practical and bring in throughout the book. There's also stories, fabulous stories, very transcendent stories, fun
yes.
stories. And the reader is going to hear about other people, too, who have maybe had similar situations to them, and they made an adjustment, which you've been talking about, and suddenly their world has started flowing. Because like a chiropractic adjustment, they've come into alignment with the great all in the all, with God, with the universal harmony, and their life has, you know, burst forth. So that's my reason for writing this book. And I know you wanted to ask me a little bit about my transition.
Yes, and we only have 3 minutes
left.
3 minutes.
Well, yes. Very quickly, I wanted to do a shout-out to Boston and to my family, who I know is listening, up in Wenham, Massachusetts, and to the entire Boston area, to say that just so, at New Hampshire, Maine, and our beautiful Northeast, to say that I'm just so happy to have, you know, been raised in there and to have been surrounded by such wonderful consciousness. Emerson, our great poets, Thoreau, Quimby, who discovered, you know, that mind, if he could change a person's thought about something, they could get well.
Right.
You know, and Ernest Holmes up in Maine, a great, great teacher of mind and consciousness all of the Northeast. But anyway, I have always been interested in healing, let me say, and I loved doing all the roles that I did and all the great things. My adjunct course at Boston University, aside from BFA in theater at that time, Bachelor of Fine Arts, was on metaphysics. It was like the, you know, the other course I took. So as I got such great joy and satisfaction in my acting career in Broadway and so on, I then needed to go further, to go into the other side of me that's interested in metaphysics research. And out of that, and some very, very great teachers came what I do now, which is my delight, serving other people. Serving other people.
Yes, and I love that, and I love the book, and we'll have to have you back, Dr. Linda. So everyone out there, do get the book, Bridge of the Gods, a handbook for ascended humanity by Reverend Dr. Linda DeKoff.
You can also order it from your local bookstore.
Yes, so I just love it. Everyone out there, we'll see you next week. Thank you so much, Dr. Linda, for joining me today. And we'll see you next week. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Deborah.
We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Are you seeking a clearer path to love? Then tune in to the Love by Intuition show next week, all designed to your highest good. To contact Deborah Buffet, owner of Empowered Connections, call her at 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or link on to lovebyintuition.com. Remember, we are all one, and we are all part of the miracle of love.
Songbirds with Dr. Gene Switzer will show us how intelligent pulses continuously flow in and out of us, creating a union between spirit and form, and how we can experience them as code breakers to live in harmony with ourselves and the universe. Part of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, Songbirds is every second Saturday at 3 p.m.